USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The on-again, off-again, on-again kidnapping trial of the governor in Michigan continues.
Defense attorneys in Michigan grilled an FBI informant in the trial of two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They questioned Dan Chappell's motivation to get inside a band of anti-government extremists and the key steps he took to gather evidence. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for the second time on conspiracy charges. A federal jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in April, but acquitted two other men. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
China's premier has called on the country's richest provinces to offer economic support to boost pro-growth measures. China saw consumption and output unexpectedly slow down in July. An uncompromising zero-COVID approach was probably the reason. In a rare move, China's central bank cut lending rates on Monday to revive demand. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
The Biden administration has spent nearly $3.8 trillion on their agenda since Inauguration Day. As the country continues to suffer from the resulting recession, Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News calls out Democrats for putting agenda over the needs of the country.
No, what America needs right now is for these Democrat senators. I'm talking about Castro in Nevada. I'm talking about Deb Haaland in New Hampshire, Raphael Warnock in Georgia. What they need to do, Mark Kelly in Arizona, they need to actually get those hires for border control and border security so we're not losing 100,000 plus people a year to fentanyl overdoses. That's what they should be focused on in the United States Senate, not sending more employees into the IRS to harass American citizens just so they can squeeze every single dollar for their wasteful spending on green energy, which frankly does not work, is not as green as they say, and it actually pollutes the environment when you look at the entire supply chain of solar panels and wind turbines.
President Biden put $3.9 billion from student loans onto the American taxpayers to pay back. More than 200,000 former students who still owe a federal student loan from their time at ITT Technical Institute will see their loan balances wiped clean, whether they applied for forgiveness or not. This brings the total amount of student loan reassignments under Biden to nearly $32 billion. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.